Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. Tech billionaire Larry Ellison, founder and chairman of database giant Oracle, and founder of a familial media dynasty that owns CBS and Paramount and now TikTok, is one of the richest and most lavish supporters of Israel out there. He personally gave millions to the IDF, as if that murderous gang needed more money. And even at age 81, he is moving into position to be the leading information dictator and dark master of data surveillance in the United States of America. And he is doing all this while wearing a mask of Make America Great Again, and all with the smiling approval of Donald Trump, one of Ellison's friends. 29 years to the day after Jewish sex killer Leo Frank was executed, sparking the birth of the ADL, and 12 years to the day before my date of birth, Larry Ellison was born. Maybe that's enough to debunk astrology all by itself. I'm not sure. Another strange connection with Ellison is that he briefly attended the University of Illinois at Urbana before dropping out in the mid-1960s, while my mentor, Professor Revelo P. Oliver, whose articles feature prominently on nationalvanguard.org, was teaching there. I wonder if they ever passed in the halls. Ellison, despite his Aryan-sounding name, is a Jew. His mother was an unmarried Chicago Jewess named Florence Spellman, who gave him up for adoption to the Jewish Ellison family, and we have only Ellison's unsupported claim that his biological father was an unnamed white man, allegedly an Italian-American Air Corps pilot whom Ellison has never named. The name Ellison was literally made up by his adoptive father, Louis Ellison, based on his point of entry into the U.S., Ellis Island. One wonders if Louis, who made and lost a fortune in Chicago real estate, was hiding something besides just his Jewishness when he made that radical break with his past. I won't go into a long digression here, but one wonders if there really is such a thing as a half-Jew. Jews today are genetically about 40% European anyway, and the mentality that binds them together and loyalty to their rapacious tribe or lack of it determines whether or not a particular mixed-race individual stays within the fold or exits it, thereby concentrating that mentality generation after generation, compounding and strengthening it, despite the racial mixture, which helps them blend in to the host society. Ellison has that tribal loyalty in spades. He lavishly supports pro-Israel groups, has created a semi-secret underground bunker data center in Israel in cooperation with his close friend and butcher of Gaza, Benjamin Netanyahu, and he routinely refers to Jews worldwide as quote-unquote my people. If there's a single iota of loyalty in him to white America, to his own alleged Italian heritage, or to European heritage generally, I've never heard of it. The Trump-approved forced sale of social media giant TikTok's American operations moves Ellison, one of the world's richest men, to even greater heights of wealth and power. Oracle will be the main controller and owner of U.S. TikTok. Now, let's be clear. TikTok is garbage. It leverages the vulgar instincts of the lowest kind of rabble, using an algorithm designed to degrade them even further, in order to keep them on the platform and make tons of money selling them junk they don't need. And TikTok is a spy platform. They demand that you identify yourself when you use their platform, and they leverage that with the data they gather from your posts, your friends, your reactions, your IP address, your relationships, your opinions, your purchases, your visits to other websites and your activities there, your property and business ownership, and your work and family. So that, just like the Jewish social media giants, they know just about everything about you. My prophecy about the TikTok ban and ownership changes, made in a March 2024 ADV, has come true. Here's part of what I said then. Begin excerpt. Among young people, TikTok is now the primary social medium. How did they do it? Primarily by recognizing that many, many of our people these days are dumbed down almost to the point of negritude, have the attention span of a hyperactive chimp, and thanks to Jews, are addicted to Congoid-style dancing and music, and demand these as a near-constant backdrop to everything they do. Know what I'm saying? Of course, there are exceptions to these generalizations on the platform, but this is how they won their position. TikTok's founders, looking at how much the existing social media giants depended on text and reading, and seeing a fast-growing portion of the population, to whom reading and writing are difficult and irksome, decided to concentrate on videos. And unlike YouTube, they emphasized very short videos, in no cases longer than 10 minutes, and very often only a few seconds long, thus making their content more attractive to the cultureless worker bee people we've been breeding in recent generations, who have very little time for anything but being more productive for slow-mo, and to dumb down folks who become bored if they have to think about any one thing for more than a quarter of a minute. And thus they are a huge success, bringing untold billions in revenue to their Chinese parent company, ByteDance. Although the Jewish-owned and Jewish-dominated social media giants still stand, TikTok has shamed them, and in some ways has beaten them at their own game. And TikTok, like all centralized social media networks, has influence over society. And TikTok is controlled by Chinese, not by Jews, and thus has broken the Jewish media monopoly. And for this quote-unquote sin, they are about to be punished. The Chinese power structure has similar interests to the Jewish power structure that misrules us here in the West, but they are far from identical. Both power structures are profoundly anti-white. Both seek to control what people see and hear. Both seek to limit speech. Each pushes its own fake historical narrative. Both seek to enforce a stifling intellectual orthodoxy that is anathema to free-thinking European-descended peoples. Both are deeply race-conscious, yet they characterize the self-determination of any of their captive peoples as, quote-unquote, extremism, separatism, or racism. But the Chinese power structure regards Jewish power as a competitor for the hegemony and power they seek for the Chinese elite, and thus as an enemy, no matter how much they cooperate at times when it is in their mutual interests to do so. I've read stories that TikTok has allowed some criticism of Jews and the Jewish agenda on their platform, too. If that's true, yet another reason for the recent moves against the company. End excerpt. So, this is the real reason TikTok had to be sold to quote-unquote Americans, actually meaning Jews. It has zero to do with American national security and everything to do with maintaining the Jewish media monopoly. Both Ellison and his son David have been deeply involved in semi-covertly infiltrating and leveraging social media to favor Israel and using thug-like stalking and intimidation tactics against critics of Israel and even against those who reported crimes by Jewish media moguls like Harvey Weinstein. The investigative site Gray Zone writes, quote, "The new owner of Paramount, David Ellison, participated in an Israeli government-led plot to survey and suppress pro-Palestinian activists in the U.S., leaked emails show. Originally dubbed 12 Tribes, a reference to the dozen Jewish billionaires solicited to underwrite the operation, the scheme sought out American faces to fund surveillance firms run by Israeli intelligence veterans on behalf of Tel Aviv, as it targeted American citizens participating in the Boycott, Divestment, Sanctions, or BDS movement. The files show former Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz was tasked with recruiting wealthy Westerners, that is, Jews, to fund surveillance firms operated by Israeli intelligence veterans as they stalked and harassed people whom the government of Israel suspected of harboring pro-Palestinian sympathies. In the emails, Hollywood talent agency executive Adam Berkowitz identified Ellison as, quote-unquote, very interested in, quote-unquote, helping out with undermining the BDS movement. Berkowitz introduced Ellison to the Israeli general in a group email. Benny, meet David. David, meet Benny, Berkowitz wrote on December 23, 2015, explaining that he told David briefly about your, that is Gantz's, 12 tribe idea, which you can expound on to him, which he seemed very interested in. A planning spreadsheet names other Zionist billionaires sought for the Israeli effort. They included David's father, Oracle founder, and Friends of the IDF board member Larry Ellison, Israeli-American billionaire and top Democratic Party sugar daddy Haim Saban, and Google founder Sergey Brin, whose Israel support was still TBD. One of those named, Canadian book chain owner Heather Reisman, had already agreed to donate. With funding from the 12 tribes, Israel would deploy, quote, state-of-the-art cyber technology as a soft weapon, close quote, through firms like Black Cube, the notorious Israeli intelligence cutout, best known for stalking the accusers of disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein. Black Cube also acts as an attack dog for the makers of highly invasive Pegasus spyware, Israel's NSO group. Black Cube sent agents, again under false cover, to investigate Obama administration officials involved in negotiations with Iran, doubtlessly to get dirt on them and thereby influence their decisions. Internal Black Cube documents boast that the Israeli company has developed several unique methods, especially social engineering, to move freely in limited access environments while harvesting data from the darknet. Leaked emails show Larry Ellison was tasked by Israel with evaluating current Secretary of State Marco Rubio's allegiance to Israel a decade ago, with Tel Aviv's then UN Ambassador Ron Pozar asking Larry in 2015, "How was the conversation with Mario, sick, Rubio? Did he pass your scrutiny? Did you have a chance to talk about Israel?" Larry Ellison responded in the affirmative, declaring, "Marco will be a great friend for Israel." The elder Ellison has maintained an extremely close relationship with Tel Aviv, funneling tens of millions of dollars to Israeli militants via the Friends of the IDF group over recent years. In fact, a decade before the International Criminal Court indicted Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for war crimes in Gaza, Ellison attempted to place him on the board of directors of Oracle. Now, Larry Ellison is at the helm of a consortium of Israel-tied billionaires taking over major U.S. media properties from TikTok to Paramount, which controls CBS News. With their takeover of Paramount complete, the Ellison family are not only poised to dictate Israel's policy to U.S. viewers, but are well positioned to dictate the situation on the ground in Gaza as well. Indeed, Ellison pledged over $350 million to the Tony Blair Institute, whose founder was named by President Donald Trump as the future director of the so-called Gaza International Transitional Authority. Close quote. And this, mind you, is just one of the many operations of the Jewish power structure, revealed in just one tranche of leaked emails. These people are out to control your mind and control your behavior. They are powered by the almost infinite money spigot of our corrupted dollar and corrupted financial system, also dominated by Jews and their fractional reserve scam, which makes the money spigot possible, about which you can read much more on nationalvanguard.org. The proprietary algorithms used by TikTok and the other social media giants determine what voices are amplified and what voices are muted. Your feed is not a real picture of what you have chosen to see and hear. It is curated by our deadliest enemies, the Jewish power structure, in the person of Larry Ellison, Mark Zuckerberg, and other Jews and their collaborators. And it goes far beyond social media. Larry Ellison, who started out building databases for the murderous CIA, is now in a near $1 trillion partnership with fellow Jew Sam Altman of OpenAI fame to build, and control, of course, a 100 gigawatt network of artificial intelligence data centers across this country, by far the largest in the world, funded in part by you and your family and with the blessing of the Trump administration, to make sure that the AI world of the future is a censored, controlled, and closely surveyed world, placing the tentacles of the people who want us dead directly in the cerebrums of us and our children. We'll have more on Ellison and his friends soon, right here on American Dissident Voices. Meanwhile, we in the National Alliance are building a community free from Jewish influence in the mountains of Upper East Tennessee. We could use your help.